Blue is the term best used to describe the final numbers for 2008. The car sales numbers are absolutely abysmal, especially for Chrysler Corporation, who saw its sales of new cars drop by more than 50%. Joining us now is John Wolkonowicz, a senior analyst with IHS Global Insight. He's speaking to us from Lexington, Massachusetts. John, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you this morning.
You know, these are... It's strange to be saying this in the same sentence. They're not unexpected, and they're utterly draconian. I guess the question really going forward is how much of this is a blip related to, say, the credit crunch causing a temporary squeeze in the auto market, and how much of this is a permanent sort of restructuring of the entire auto business?
Well, I don't think this is about a permanent restructuring of the entire auto business. We will get back to the 17 million years that we saw just a few years ago. There's no reason that's not going to happen. So this is a rather severe cyclical downturn, and it really is caused by the economic conditions that we're all facing here in this country and on a global level as well.
How much of the product line is driving this? Of course, when we were making all of the records in the last decade, the profits were driven by heavy trucks, SUVs. Now it seems like the product demands, particularly on the domestic side, have radically transformed. Do those products, these new products, hybrids and others, get us back to the 17 million vehicle level?
What's going to happen also is that come 2011, we're going to be working under much more stringent CAFE rules for mandated fuel economy. So, you know, even if gas prices were to stay very low, which, by the way, we're not forecasting, the mix of vehicles will shift. And yes, auto companies are going to have to learn how to make more money, more profitability off of smaller vehicles. And, you know, the answer to how that's going to happen is really pretty simple. Smaller vehicles are going to cost more in the future.
Hmm. And the expectation is, again, to your $17 million expectation, the expectation is that people will be getting rid of the SUVs and going for smaller cars, and that's going to ultimately drive demand once the economy improves.
Well, I don't think that's what's going to drive demand. I think it's really going to be simply that people will need new vehicles. The average age of the vehicle fleet is going up and is reaching levels now because of the very slow sales year we had this year and what is going to follow for the next couple of years. People are just going to need to replace vehicles because the average age of the fleet is rising to almost unprecedented levels.
Well, a silver lining. Quickly, the domestic sales are bad enough, but the foreign sales were also pretty bad. Can you run down Toyota and Honda for us?
Well, Toyota and Honda were both down about 36%, which was the market average. The interesting part was that was a larger decline than what we saw from GM and Ford. Ford down 32 year over year in December and GM down 31. What this indicates, when companies like Toyota and Honda are having those kinds of double-digit declines year over year, the market is extremely weak.
Right, it's weak, and the question is, are we finding a bottom here? And, you know, some of the numbers suggest maybe that's the case. John Wolkonowicz, thanks so much for joining us. He's a senior analyst with IHS Global Insight. He spoke with us from Lexington, Massachusetts, about the auto sales, final auto sales for 2008, down, way down.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.